WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 62 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. While the College Station School Board had another divided vote about who will be grandfathered when new high school boundaries start in the fall of 2019, there was no opposition to the idea of adjusting the timetable of the next round of boundary changes. Michael Schaefer was the first to call for moving up the schedule after problems came up for some of this year's eighth graders.
We have kids that signed up for classes, received their degree plans, did their tours, did their tryouts, made the teams, and even purchased uniforms. All they know was a maroon or purple track. Can we blame them for this? We created these tracks. We should be so grateful that they are so proud of their school and their school spirit.
Schaefer and Mike Nugent were not able to sway two other members from changing their mind at last Friday's special meeting about grandfathering eighth graders when new high school boundaries start in the fall of 2019. Uber is providing little information about a driver from Bryan who was on parole for murder and had served time for armed robbery in Burleson County. An Uber spokesperson did not state how they did not know about Anthony Horn's convictions on those charges or his arrest last year for evading arrest, where a Brazos County District Court jury last week convicted him of that felony and sentenced him to 30 years. A Caldwell man sentenced to 20 years for evading arrest in Brazos and Burleson counties has pleaded guilty to three additional crimes from the same incident.
54-year-old James Biskamp will serve an additional 5 years for aggravated assault of a public servant and evidence tampering. All the crimes took place during a chase in July 2016, which began with a traffic stop in Burleson County. According to the Brazos County District Attorney's Office, Biskamp drove more than 95 miles an hour, struck a DPS patrol car, caused other motorists to take evasive action, and ran multiple stop lights and stop signs. Stealing a Texas A&M police bait bicycle resulted in a 4-year prison term for a Bryan man. The sentence given to 34-year-old Adrian LaShawn Jackson was based on his criminal history, which included convictions in 2 felony drug cases and 2 misdemeanor theft cases. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
For the 5th time this year, College Station City Hall is losing a senior administrator. Planning and Development Services Director Lance Sims is retiring in August after 22 years with the city for a teaching position at Texas A&M. Sims, who has been the director since January 2014, started as the city's building official in 1996. Sims is the third person to retire following IT Director Ben Roper earlier this year and the departure later this year of Dave Coleman, who was College Station's former Water Services Director and is now Interim Deputy Manager after Chuck Gilman recently left. And the City Council recently voted to hire a search firm to assist in finding the next city manager after Kelly Templin moved to the Rellis campus. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 6 at 62 degrees. Text us anytime during the show, 979-695-1620. Powered by Citibank, where the Y in City stands for you. This Look at News is brought to you by WC Tractor. More news at 6:30 or online at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Need more space?
We can find space in your home, in your garage, and in your closets. We're Metro Mini Storage, and we put the smile back in storage. Metro Mini Storage has all sizes of climate and non-climate controlled units, the use of a free truck when you move in, and is completely gated with the dual security system. Metro Mini Storage at Texas Avenue at Deacon by Burger King. Online at MetroMiniStorage.net. Metro Mini Storage.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Rudy's Barbecue, Park at Traditions, The Sleep Station, Zwornemann Flooring, and the Bank and Trust.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now, for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit TexasRegionalEye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland, only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:10. It's Monday. It's time for weather. It's brought to you by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore. Your nationwide agent, part of their member-driven community, where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, today. 979-776-1900. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Large area of high pressure will continue to sit just off to our east. It'll result in sunshine today. Highs will be somewhere between 85 and 90. Tonight, clear 60 to 65. We've got a sunny day coming up for tomorrow. It's going to be warm. High somewhere between 85 and 90. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy. It'll be down close to 65. Sunshine continues Wednesday, turning warm on Wednesday. High is going to be up close to 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, it was a big weekend, albeit not a very good weekend for Aggie baseball and Aggie softball. The Aggie baseball team was able to manage a win yesterday against top-ranked Florida in that series, but Aggie softball not so lucky against number 18 Alabama. We'll cover that, as well as the Houston Rockets have a 3-1 series lead over the Utah Jazz following last night's 100-87 win. All that and more coming up in sports.
Well, you know, in Idaho State, their softball team didn't really have a good weekend either.
Oh yeah,
they lost. They lost 2 out of 3 to the University of North Dakota.
Okay,
but you know, it's time for the Big Sky Conference tournament.
Oh yeah, that's always the biggest.
Yeah, so they get a chance. You know, new life once it gets to tournament time.
Sure, of course. It's like a fresh start.
That means they can kind of shift their attention away from the other problem that's going on at Idaho State University.
Okay.
Which is in, I think, Boise. I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. But anyhow. Well, university officials say they can't find the small amount of radioactive weapons-grade plutonium.
Oh.
Yeah, that is on campus. The U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission said in their statement on Friday that Idaho State, or ISU as we call them, can't account for that that 1 gram of material that's used in nuclear reactors and can make nuclear bombs.
Okay. Oh, man.
The officials say the amount is too small to make a nuclear bomb, so you're supposed to feel okay about that.
Oh, right, of course.
It could make just a dirty bomb and spread radiation. The school says that documents identify the material as being on campus, but the last time that they have any documents that say that was 2004, which is 14 years ago.
Hmm.
But the school says, well, they searched for it in October, and they couldn't find it.
They searched for it.
But the fact that they couldn't find it might be newsworthy.
Yeah,
you would
a little
think.
Bit.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying, so I don't know if they're going to need to sweat the Big Sky softball thing that's going
right.
on.
Maybe they're not having it there. Maybe they're having it in a different... Hold on, let me see.
Okay.
If only there was a way.
I know.
Idaho State University is actually in a Pocatello, Idaho.
Right, I was about to say.
Benny the Bengal is their mascot.
Named after the large Bengal tiger population of
Idaho.
Of course.
Yeah, you have to worry about the streets of Pocatello after dark because the tigers are out.
Right.
So they've got that going on there. And was it some it was 14 years ago that they knew,
right?
But again, first of all, what caused them to decide to search for that? Did they have nothing to do one day and the vice president of research
I haven't seen that in a while
going, hey, didn't we used to have
some stuff?
And then you start looking.
By the way, the Big Sky Championship tournament for softball is in Ogden, Utah. Just another reason for the Idaho State softball team to keep winning, because the more they win, the longer they'll stay in Ogden and away from Pocatello.
Exactly. And, I mean, did they just kind of start casually searching, and then by the time they were done, they were frantic about it, you know?
Information.
Because the information that they don't know where it is came from the federal government. So do they have to call the feds and say...
Yeah, you don't want to make that phone call.
You know,
who drew the short straw on that one?
We thought we had it, but the person who was in charge doesn't work here anymore. And, well, they're not answering their phone.
Yeah,
we can't find them.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day, in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning and laundry service for over 20 years.
A&M United Methodist Church means family to me. It gives our family a place to worship, pray, and serve together. We love how people of all ages participate in the services and programs. My husband and I are both teachers, but we know how much we have to learn about love, forgiveness, and raising our kids in challenging times. We are so thankful to be members of A&M United Methodist Church, where we experience the joy of God's family every day.
I'm Pastor Preston Greenwalt. Come be a part of our family this Sunday at A&M United Methodist Church.
Take command of your lawn care needs with a Kubota Commander zero-turn mower and get commercial results for a residential price. Maneuver through landscapes with outstanding performance, comfort, and ease with 42, 48, or 54-inch mower decks. Now get special promotional pricing of $38.99 with zero down and 0% financing for up to 48 months. Now through June 30th, 2018. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Visit WC Tractor, Norman G. Tractor, or go to Kubota.com.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, the Infomaniacs. All right, so my thought is, you know, it is that time of year when you start taking trips to prospective schools.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, what if you and your child
had plans to go to Idaho State?
Yeah, well, just take a visit.
Right,
and,
right.
So do you postpone that or... If you don't, does it mean that you have callous disregard for your own health and the health of your child?
I mean, you know, life is dangerous, Scott.
Well, it is. That's true.
This is what a great lesson to teach the kids.
That's exactly right.
I'm also wondering, too, what if they put out flyers? Have you seen this nuclear reactor anywhere?
Yeah, but no, it's not the reactor.
It's just weapons-grade
plutonium.
Well,
plutonium,
yeah.
And
same
thing. What do you keep it in? Is it in a manila envelope?
Right.
They say it's about the size of a quarter. Okay, so
heck, no wonder it's so easy to get lost.
Yeah.
Well, sure, that makes sense.
It's probably in a change jar somewhere.
Yeah, they should have a balloon tied to it. That way everybody knows where it is.
Yeah, that's it. Does Idaho State have a junk drawer?
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
In their stuff, it's just there. All right.
Established in 1901 was Idaho State University.
What's the enrollment? Do you have that?
12,000.
12,000. Well, okay.
Undergrads, 12,000. Now, postgrads, they got about 1,600, a little bit more.
Okay. Yeah, I'd go ahead and put that out on their page. Have you seen this?
Plutonium?
Okay. Good luck. Hope that works out well for them. And then, you know, once again, now there's going to be somebody in the government who's going to be checking up on them regularly. Like every Tuesday, they're going to call and say, have you found it yet?
And Pocatello, by the way, a population of 54,746 is the estimate.
Yeah,
so Pocatello is no small town.
Yeah, it's one of the biggest in Idaho. Yeah.
That's why I had heard of it.
One of the tallest midgets. Yeah, okay. Anyway, hey, happy Melanoma Monday.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, I guess it has to be sometime.
And we're just full of good news this morning,
aren't we?
Oh, we
really are. Yep, exactly. It's Cosmopolitan Day.
Okay.
I don't know if that's the drink or the behavior.
Right.
But nonetheless. National Tourism Day. Why would they do that on a Monday in May? Doesn't make any sense.
Maybe because you're gearing up for your summer vacay.
Could be. National Barrier Awareness Day.
Okay.
I don't know.
Barrier Awareness.
I'll go look it up and see why we have one of those. National Paste Up Day and National Packaging Design Day. I guess they just took May and said, let's find as many esoteric days as we can to celebrate here early in the month. So that's what we've got for today. And we do have some birthdays.
We do have birthdays today. Alexander Ludwig is turning 26.
Yeah.
Bjorn Ironside, Ragnar's oldest son on Vikings.
Of course.
May also know him from The Hunger Games and Race to Witch Mountain. Mm-hmm. Adi Bryant is turning 31. She's on SNL. She's in Amy Schumer's new movie, I Feel Pretty. She stars as Vivian. Morocco Omari. Turning 43, Tariq on Empire. I haven't watched Empire, but I've heard it's pretty good. It wins lots of awards and all that stuff. So Morocco Omari, turning 43. Breckin Meyer I think he's a funny guy. He's turning 44.
Oh, yeah.
He was on Clueless, Road Trip, Rat Race, Franklin and Bash.
Yeah.
If you were a big fan of that show, came on TNT.
He's on Designated Survivor.
Yeah, right? Yeah. He plays Kiefer Sutherland's brother, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So he's turning 44. Eagle Eye Cherry, yes, that is his name. He's turning 49.
Uh-huh.
Hold on.
Say tonight.
Oh, good.
Fight the breakup, don't come tomorrow.
That's a good song, Scott. I don't know if you'd work out to
I've
it.
I've never
anything.
Heard it before.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So anyways, Eagle Eye Cherry turning 49. Save Tonight. He's the half-brother of Buffalo Stance singer Nene Cherry.
Of course.
So the Cherries,
the Cherry
family,
yeah,
bringing a lot to the music industry. Amy Heckerling is turning 66. Now, she is the female director. She ended up two movies, Fast Times at Ridgemont High and Clueless.
Oh.
And the other day when we were talking about what's your favorite high school movie,
mm-hmm. Yeah, both of those came
both
up.
Of those did come
yeah.
up. And she also, by the way, she directed Vamps, Look Who's Talking, Look Who's Talking 2, Johnny Dangerously, and European Vacation. So pretty good at
pretty
director.
Active.
Yeah.
Yes, uh-huh.
Randall Tex Cobb, former professional boxer. He's turning 68.
From Houston, I think.
Yeah. And, of course, he also parlayed that a little bit of an acting career, but not a whole heck of a lot. Now, whenever that beating that he took to Larry Holmes back in the day, Howard Cosell was so upset by the beating that he took that Cosell never called a boxing match after that.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. So Howard Cosell was not doing boxing.
Well, Randall Tex Cobb, if you saw Raising Arizona,
yes,
he's the guy who played just the bad dude on the motorcycle. Actually born in Bridge City, Texas.
Oh.
Which is like a little bitty town up in Orange.
The pride of Bridge City.
Yeah, exactly. So there. And I think he fought in the Astrodome.
Okay.
I'm not sure. I'll have to go back and look. But I think he was able to bring a fight. Yes, he fought Ernie Smith in 1984 in the Astrodome or something. Well, great. Okay. Anyway.
There you go. And Bill Kreutzmann is turning. Kreutzmann?
I don't know.
He's turning 72. He's a Grateful Dead drummer.
Oh!
We'll get by this Monday.
Yeah.
Now, he is like the Iron Man of rock musicians.
Okay.
He's played in every single one of the band's 2,300 shows.
Oh, my. Okay.
So he's turning 72. That's all I got for birthdays.
We got Thelma Houston. She's a singer, 72. She was related to Whitney, I believe. And Robbie Knievel.
Oh, yeah.
Robbie Knievel.
The son of Evil Knievel.
And so you look up Robbie Knievel and... The landing page says, Robbie Knievel, American legend.
Okay.
The fact that he has to tell you he's a legend?
Son of American legend, maybe?
Well, that's kind of what I'm thinking. I'm thinking like a legend over two, because
right.
He's about half a legend. But nonetheless, he does stuff that his dad used to. And I don't know if he jumps over more things than he did or whatever, but it's clear he's not the showman, because Evil Knievel... was a daredevil, but, I mean, he knew how to really sell it.
Yeah.
And that's probably what made him so well-known, plus the fact that his name was Evil.
Mm-hmm.
But nonetheless, and I'm looking. I don't see Robbie's going to be appearing here or near here anytime soon, but I know.
Well, hey, he's got plenty of cars he could jump over, or the Texas Motor
that's
Speedway.
Texas Motor Speedway. Yeah. That's where that is, and jumped over Hummers and trucks and all, you know. Other stuff, old mine. All right, so anyways, 56. There you go.
Okay.
623.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So much to the dismay of the abusively biased Destroy Trump media, and of course, Democrats, liberals everywhere, there's a lot of good news coming out on President Trump's economy, which, of course, liberals are trying to now credit President Obama for. Unemployment rate, 3.9%, the lowest in 18 years. Unemployment rate for black Americans dropped to a record low 6.6%. The jobless rate for Hispanic Americans fell to 4.8%, a level not seen in 12 years. And thanks to the president's pro-American trade policy, the U.S. trade deficit went from $57.7 billion to $49 billion. I wonder when the mainstream media will take a break from their fake news, stormy Russia reporting to report on some of the good news.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Mesothelioma kills.
It has taken lives, destroyed families, and ruined childhoods. We need to take action immediately. The Mesothelioma Patient Registry Act of 2017 would create a patient registry for researchers. Cancer and ALS have it. Meso researchers need it too. We need to find a cure for this devastating disease. For more information on this bipartisan bill, visit iSaveTeam.org. That's iSaveTeam.org.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. If you want to buy a home, we could help you get a great mortgage that may require as little as 3% down. And we also invented Rocket Mortgage. It gives you a solid approval in as few as 8 minutes. And for 8 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call America's largest mortgage lender at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Results may vary.
Hello, you've reached Toyota. This is Jan. How can I help?
Hi, Jan. I was wondering why you say that your summer starts at your Toyota dealer.
Well, May is the start of summer, right?
True.
And with great offers on our big selection of Toyotas now through June 4th, you can get the reliable Toyota you need to get you to all the events that summer has to offer. Like drive up and visit your mom for Mother's Day.
Oh, son, it's so good to see you. You'll never guess what happened at bingo.
Or go camping over Memorial Day weekend. How about see your nephew graduate from college? Or go down to the lake for 4th of July fireworks?
Wow, there's so many places to go. I just don't know which one to pick. You know what? I'm going to do them all.
So all I needed was B9, and then they called B8. I mean, that's really cool.
That's the spirit.
Toyota, let's go places. Right now, get $2,500 customer cash, or qualified buyers get 1.9% APR for 60 months on a 2018 RAV4. Offers end June 4th. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states and N6418.
Hey, News Talk 1620, WTAW, Infomaniacs at 626. You notice the sky is starting to get light earlier and earlier? It's really amazing. Happens every time, you know, this time of year.
Must be nice.
I had no idea.
Glad you can tell us about it.
It's always pitch black whenever I get to work.
You probably won't be able to see the sun starting to lighten the horizon at that time of the morning.
Yeah.
It's true. Well, I went back and looked. Robbie Knievel is available for personal appearances or book signings. Really, just about any time.
Oh, okay.
Everything I clicked didn't necessarily have anything, but it did leave his booking information. So I'm just saying, you know, if you need somebody to jump over Wolfpen Creek or something like that.
It's pretty dangerous if you're going to fall in there nowadays. Just letting you know.
No telling what you might find in there.
Kind of a crappy situation.
Right, it really is. So anyhow, there's the story of Ping Shum of Vancouver.
Okay.
Ping, he's a Canadian guy, but he lives over there.
Yep.
April the 28th in Vancouver, celebrating his last day on the workforce, and it was his birthday as well. And if that's not enough, well, he apparently matched all six numbers in the British Columbia lottery and won $1.5 million on his birthday and the day that he retired. That's the trifecta right there, my friend.
Yeah. That is amazing.
It does not get much better than that. He said, I've worked very hard for many years. I'm looking forward to sharing this fortune with my family. Took them out to dinner to celebrate.
Yeah.
Well, good for him.
Now, that was in American dollars, right? Not euros.
It's Canadian dollars, which are about the same. They're about level.
Yeah,
about
the same. I was in the bank the other day, and they have a little thing with all the currency.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was pretty neat. But, yeah, I think the Canadian dollar is a little bit less.
Yep. It just I remember the first time I went, it was 1.5 to 1. So, I mean, I went over there, and I, like, gave them $100, and they gave me 150 Canadian.
That's pretty nice. This is good. Yeah.
I like this all right, you know. Not bad at all, but right now it seems to be even. All right, 628, let's have a look at the weather, shall we? It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications, 775-2929. Going to be about 90 degrees for the next 3-4 days, as a matter of fact, or actually, I guess we can just say all week long, and the low temperatures will be in the middle 60s, so it cools down at night. That's kind of nice. We still have that happening, because sooner or later it won't be. But there is no mention of rain. Actually, you might even need to think about it. We did get a little bit of rain over the weekend, but got to start thinking about that, wetting your lawn every once in a while. So that's what we got all week long.
Calm winds right now, 90% relative humidity, fair skies, and it's 62.
Benford Insect Control has been providing complete pest and termite control in the Brazos Valley since 1947. They specialize in treating your home or business for insects, rodents, and termites. For over 60 years, Benford's built a reputation of providing the highest quality service at an affordable price. So for your free pest and termite evaluation, call Benford Insect Control today at 822-5524 or click on to BenfordInsectControl.com. Benford Insect Control, bugging bugs since 1947.
Jennifer Kuschenko with your money now. Swiss food giant Nestle will pay $7.2 billion in cash for the rights to market Starbucks products around the world. Outside of the company's coffee shops, the agreement gives Nestle, which owns the Nescafe and Nespresso brands, a strong platform for continued growth in North America. The Starbucks business covered by the deal currently generates about $2 billion in sales annually and includes coffee beans and ground coffee that Nestle will be selling in supermarkets around the world. Huge numbers of Chinese citizens are seeking trademarks in the U.S., flooding the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office with applications that officials say appear to be rife with false information. Officials say the surge could be fueled by cash subsidies that Chinese municipal governments are offering to citizens who register a trademark in a foreign country. Trademark applications from China have grown more than 12-fold since 2013, and for fiscal 2017 totaled thousands more than the combined filings from Canada, Germany, and the U.K. That's your money now.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
Ugh, a middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
WTAW News Time is 6:32. It's 62 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health Medical Group. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. A third veteran department head at the city of College Station is retiring. Director of Planning and Development Services Lance Sims is moving to the classroom at the end of the summer. Sims, who started in 1996 as the building official, was promoted to assistant director in 2005 and to director 4.5 years ago. Sims is the fifth person at College Station City Hall to leave. That follows new jobs for former city manager Kelly Templin and former deputy manager Chuck Gilman, the retirement of IT director Ben Roper, and the upcoming retirement of former Water Services Director Dave Coleman, who is now College Station's interim deputy manager. The College Station School Board's next round of boundary changes may start sooner than the process just completed. Mike Nugent joined Michael Schaefer last Friday in calling for starting earlier in the school year to avoid problems some of this year's eighth graders are experiencing.
At some point, I would like to say I think it should be looked at as a board as far as making an adjustment for the timing. It may not help us now, but it's going to help us down the road.
The idea was also supported by board president Jeff Harris.
See if we can't move that back a little bit in time to give more runway, if you will, for the decision.
Recordings of last Friday's board meeting and extended interview with Harris are online at WTAW.com. Voters in the Snook School District passed a $7.5 million bond issue by one vote. Snook voters also turned down a $725,000 softball field by 28 votes. In the Caldwell School District, voters turned down a more than $28 million bond issue by 47 votes. Voters in Burleson, Grimes, Washington, and four other counties will decide in 2 weeks who will serve the rest of the year as their state representative. Republicans Ben Lamont and Jill Wolfskill received 43 and 27% of Saturday's special election. They also face each other in the GOP runoff to advance to November's general election against Democrat Cecil Webster Sr., who finished third in Saturday's special election. It appears there will be multiple debates between incumbent Senator Ted Cruz and Representative Beto O'Rourke, but no dates have been set or what language will be spoken.
Democratic nominee Beto O'Rourke's campaign gave a May 10th deadline in its letter asking for six debates with Senator Cruz, including two in Spanish. Rice University political scientist Mark Jones.
O'Rourke is using this call to show that he wants to debate anytime and anywhere, and also wants to use it to highlight the fact that he's fluent in Spanish and Ted Cruz is not.
A point that Florida Senator Marco Rubio attempted to exploit in the last presidential campaign.
I don't know how he knows what I said on Univision because he doesn't speak Spanish.
And the Cruz campaign says he's looking forward to debates. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
College Station police arrested an Iola man following a road rage incident late Friday afternoon. 43-year-old Donald Wilzak II is accused of pointing a 9mm pistol at occupants of another vehicle. According to the arrest report, Wilzak said he inadvertently made a wrong turn and cut off another vehicle. When the occupants in the other vehicle made gestures with their arms, Wilzak got the gun out of his glove box and pointed at the other driver and passenger. Wilzak was charged with aggravated assault and unlawfully carrying a weapon. An Uber driver from Bryan is returning to prison. 45-year-old Anthony Horn was convicted and sentenced to 30 years for evading arrest from Bryan police. The Uber driver was on parole for the murder of an inmate inside the Connolly Unit Prison in 1998. And in 1992, Horn was convicted of an armed robbery west of Bryan in Burleson County. A statement from Uber did not explain how the company did not know about Horn's convictions. Three men are in or headed to prison after recent admissions to crimes in the Twin Cities that took place 4 and 6 years ago.
36-year-old Barry Rees of Bryan was arrested by College Station police in August 2012 for choking a woman. 4 years later, in August 2016, Rees was on trial and the jury was deliberating when he agreed to be placed on probation for 5 years. Last September, prosecutors filed a motion that Rees violated 12 conditions of his probation. And last week, the Brazos County District Attorney's Office reported Reeves entered a guilty plea and was sentenced to 5 years. Judge gave Reeves credit for time served since his arrest in March and ruled Reeves was not able to pay $3,100 in attorney fees and court costs. A College Station man was recently sentenced to 35 years in prison for running a local drug trafficking organization has already served almost 4 years. According to online records, 33-year-old Sean Scorpio Sanchez has been in jail since his latest arrest in September 2014. DA's office reported Sanchez sold large quantities of methamphetamine, cocaine, and marijuana. A Dallas man recently entered a plea agreement with prosecutors for his part in an armed robbery that took place at the College Station apartment in November 2012. 29-year-old Leon Chadwick, who used to live in Bryan, was one of three people who used a gun to take electronics and other items. Chadwick was sentenced to 12 years on a reduced charge of robbery. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 62 degrees. Call or text us this morning, 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Ill advice number 55. Eating grapefruit for breakfast makes you lose weight. Sounds like good advice, but is it really? CHI St. Joseph Health primary care physicians know how to get you to a better state of health with same or next day appointments and access to leading medical specialists. Tired of bitter morning routines? Unmask the whole truth at illadvice.org and schedule your wellness visit with CHI St. Joseph Health today.
Hi, I'm Mark Hamlin. I want to thank you for the past 23 years as serving as your district clerk of Brazos County. Today, I want to endorse Margaret Meese to succeed me. Margaret Meese will develop a partnership with the experienced staff that we currently have. Margaret's legal and technical background will allow her to properly administer the many duties of the district clerk, including jury services, e-filing for all courts, and managing $3.5 million in fiduciary funds. Her diplomatic nature will continue the progress for Brazos County. It has been very rewarding to me personally to know the quality of people and the expertise that we have in Brazos County is second to none. Margaret Meese will continue this tradition.
Knowing me as an attorney, Justice of the Peace, Brazos County Department Head, fellow Republican and friend, current District Clerk Mark Hamlin sought me, Margaret Meese, out and encouraged me to run, saying that I will be well able to continue the work that he started in this office. I would appreciate your vote.
Political ad paid for by Margaret Meese. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We are happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more information, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.com.
Let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Ground Shuttle. They offer frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports, and now daily service to the Austin airport, too. Reserve your Houston or Austin airport commute now at groundshuttle.com. Let them do the driving.
High pressure is situated just east of our area this morning, stretching from Louisiana to Minnesota. It'll result in sunshine and warm conditions today. Highs will be somewhere between 85 and 90. Clear tonight, 60 to 65. We have sunny weather in the forecast for tomorrow, too. Highs 85 to 90. Clear to partly cloudy, close to 65 tomorrow night. Sunny and warm on Wednesday. Highs are going to approach 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, it was kind of an up-and-down weekend for Aggie baseball. After dropping the first two games of its series to top-ranked Florida, the Aggs got back on track yesterday. We'll hear from head coach Rob Childers coming up. Also, Aggie softball suffered a sweep at the hands of number 18 Alabama. Next up is the SEC tournament. For the ladies, and Danny Williams, graduate transfer of Texas A&M, is actually leaving the program as a graduate transfer, I should say. She's going to Austin to be part of the UT women's basketball program.
Oh, my.
All that more coming up in sports.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I know there's some folks that feel some kind of way about that.
Yeah.
You know, it brings up an interesting point, too, in that, you know, Danny Williams got her degree from Texas A&M. She's a grad. She's got a ring, everything else. She's been an Aggie for 4 years, and now she's going to Texas. So do you somehow say, well, you've got to take her Aggie card away? I mean, and that sounds so silly, but there are people out there, I think, that feel that way.
Yeah, it's interesting.
And the other,
excuse me, she gets a chance to play some more.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, she gets a chance to play.
She could have played here, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
right.
True.
Yeah, that's also true. Good point.
And it's going to be interesting for
it's not like she had to leave.
Yep, you get the opportunity.
The women's basketball team is going to be, I think they're going to be hurting a little bit next year.
All right.
So we'll see. But
see what happens.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, guess what? Vladimir Putin, you know, was reelected.
Yeah.
I know that's a shock, right?
Shocker.
Yeah. Anyhow, so he took his oath of office, I think, yesterday and promised to do a lot of really good stuff for Russia.
Uh-huh. I assure you that my life and work's goal will be, as before, serving the people of our fatherland.
Yeah.
This is above everything else for me.
Yeah. Well, that and killing your enemies. Oh, I didn't say that.
Oh.
That's terrible.
Yeah. Yeah.
You be nice to Vlad. He's always nice to
Hootie
you.
Poot.
Yeah.
Hootie poot.
Congratulations to him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, but there were some brave souls who ran against him. So, I mean,
that's good luck with that.
Cool. Then there's this.
Multiple presidential summits on race is being explored by the White House, according to Politico. The plan is for the president to host several summits that would feature prominent athletes and artists. And President Donald Trump. Now, one of the architects behind the summit, Cleveland pastor Daryl Scott, a prominent black ally of the president, says the summit was given a boost by Kanye's outspoken support of the president that has been on display on TMZ and his social media as well as his music.
All blacks gotta be Democrats, man. We ain't made it off the plantation.
Scott is set to meet Thursday with the president at the White House about the summit proposal. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
There you are. So the president was in Dallas. I didn't hear a single story about that over the weekend.
Really?
I
see. Are you being serious?
Yeah, what?
I thought you were joking.
The only story I really heard was that one of the softball moms got stuck in Dallas because the airport was basically shut down.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh.
He and Vice President Pence had to fly out.
Yeah. Well,
and so she was late getting to the Alabama series.
Ah, because mm-hmm. of that. Well, yep. You know, you have to take that into consideration, I guess.
I don't know if they don't tell you that, like, or why there are flights available at those times.
Well, of course, they don't.
they don't put the times out
true,
when the president's going to be traveling,
and so
they don't want clearly for that information
to get out.
And
so you just get,
so anyhow, and that's it. So anything else from the, I don't know, what did you hear something from Dallas, Zach?
I mean, I had heard that Pence was landing there, but that was like last week, I think. And Bree Bagwell actually came and played here Saturday for the Starlight Music Festival. I believe she was playing at the convention yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Because I was talking to some folks who know her and know her camp, and I was like, yeah, so is she going to be hanging out with us after the concert? They were like, no, she's got to head back up to Dallas.
Yeah.
Oh, I saw her out on Saturday night.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe not then. Maybe I heard wrong.
But just depends on who's asking.
Yeah. And I guess she didn't want to hang out with us. And maybe
I guess not.
Maybe she was making up an excuse. That's what it sounds like to me.
And so, so Chelsea, and where did you see her?
The Elefante.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, really?
Yeah.
Wow, because, that's not a big big place. So just kind of snuck out there.
She was just there with some girlfriends.
Okay. Yeah. Well, all right. She's a deal, huh?
I get country singer.
Was it six time as one women's country singer?
Really?
Okay. Texas,
female something.
Yeah, female Texas country. By the way, did you see SNL? Did you see the new superstar Stormy Daniels?
Yeah, I heard that they did have her on there.
Okay,
yeah.
So and they brought Monica Lewinsky on to SNL when that whole thing was going down too.
Sure, right.
But I'm still trying to figure out why, and it's not that people. Well, I know what it is. People hate Trump, and so if they think that Stormy Daniels can bring him down, then they're going to love Stormy Daniels.
Right.
But it's just kind of like they're putting her up on a pedestal,
sure.
And she's a porn star.
Well, it's an elevator conversation. Okay?
Yeah,
you can explain it in 30 seconds to anybody, and they'll have a thought about it.
Sure,
so that's why they do it. It's not like the Russian thing. It's not like the special investigations that are going on in D.C. You can tell that story in 15 seconds, and you'll get a reaction from somebody. So I think that's probably why they do that.
But for her, I mean, at best, she's a porn star who slept with a married man.
Yeah.
At worst, she's a liar.
But this is so that her kids can have an education.
We're going to need help. Let me go get Medicaid. Let me go get some food stamps, because I didn't make enough to buy groceries.
That's right.
Think about the kids, man.
I'm a single mother. I'm trying to put food on the table, money away for their college funds, and without lap dances, I will not be able to do that.
That's 15 years old, okay?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
What we're doing here is nothing new.
Right.
With Stormy is nothing new. Then there's this.
Recently in Louisiana, senators unanimously voted in favor of requiring public school districts to display the national motto at every building under a district's jurisdiction. And the most recent debate in Minnesota, a bill introduced there, would require school boards to post a durable poster or framed copy of the motto, "In God We Trust," in every single school building. Republican State Senator Dan Hall is the chief sponsor and says it's as much about American history as it is about religion. Not everyone is happy about the possible requirement. Some people say the motto is a religious reference that would violate the Establishment Clause of the First Amendment.
Let's just roll that out in the room and see what kind of reaction we get. Huh?
Trigger.
Depends on where it is, clearly. Some cities who are, fewer than 100 miles away from another city who would have a completely different stand on this, but they're trying to make this a national deal.
Well, do folks feel triggered like that every time they stick a dollar in the Coke machine?
Why
it says "In God We Trust."
Oh,
right?
Okay. Yeah. Well, it says in our coins, too.
Yeah.
But now they want to put it in every school. Every school. That's Louisiana, Minnesota, and some other states as well. So there you are. 6:48. Here we go.
Do you need a free AC system from EcoZap AC Efficiency this summer? That's right. EcoZap is giving away free AC systems. Text HVAC to 38470 right now to enter. Don't be stuck with an AC that quits halfway through the summer. Win a free unit from EcoZap AC Efficiency. Text HVAC to 38470. That's HVAC to 38470. Text HVAC to 38470 for your chance to win a free AC system from EcoZap AC Efficiency.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, May 12th, it's options for spring and summer brush control. Successful control depends on proper identification, product selection, and timing. We'll learn the strategies and techniques this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
It's a trend of the past 20 years, 30 years, 35 years. We all have them. They're those great hanging baskets full of lush flowering and foliage plants. Even though you've been growing them for years, there still are some tricks to making their care much easier and the results a lot more enjoyable. I'll have some important guidelines to make easy work of hanging baskets right after this important message. If you want the most useful reference book in Texas gardening, I believe Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening to be exactly that. I self-published this book so I could have exactly the book I always wanted to have for you. Chapter 1 is Basics of Gardening in the Lone Star State, and Chapter 2 is a calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. The one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. Every book goes outside. It's not in stores. It's not on Amazon. It's not a revision of my cowboy boot book from 1991. $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order by calling during the week 800-752-752. Grow or order anytime at neilsperry.com. NEILSPERRY.com. So if you want to grow hanging baskets, there are some secrets that I have found that I think may make it easier for you. Number one, try large hanging baskets. While the smaller 10-inch types are more affordable and much more available in nurseries, don't be afraid to pot up a great big basket or two if you have the support for them. They're baskets as large as 3 and 4 feet in diameter. Given stout support, they can add dramatic elements to your garden's designs. Don't just use your eaves. Hang your baskets in trees, too. Vary the heights of your several baskets for an attractive grouping. You'll be using chain or cable. Cable is much stronger to position them, so you can buy any length you need. Let your hardware dealer suggest the smallest, least visible way to hold the weight of the basket you'll be suspending from your tree limbs. As I mentioned, cable offers more strength per inch per size. Choose substantial limbs and then insert large screw eyes drilled directly into the bottoms of the limbs. No, it won't hurt them. If you use cable, it must be secured with cable clamps. Be sure you buy the size of clamp that matches the diameter of your cable. You can buy swivels that can be hooked in line with the cable. These will rotate with the wind so your hanging basket will get uniform light all the way around the plant. These clipping swivels also give you an easy way to unhook the plant so you can move it. Use only the very best potting soil you can buy. Look for one that's comparatively lightweight, again, because you're going to have to lift the plant periodically, also so you don't break your tree limbs. Ideally, it will consist of 2/3 organic matter, such as Canadian sphagnum peat moss, pine bark mulch, and 1/3 perlite. Fill the basket with small starter plants so you'll be getting the quickest possible mature look. If you're planting into a wire hanging basket, you'll want to stick plants in through the sides, through the moss that you get, the sphagnum moss that you line the basket with, and directly into the potting soil. That will give your planting a rounded, full look much more quickly. It's especially effective with ferns. And you want to use a complete and balanced water-soluble fertilizer every time you feed your hanging basket. Nutrients leach out immediately. In fact, it's not a bad idea to use a timed-release encapsulated fertilizer as well. I'm Neil Sperry. Blackberries are the stars of Texas gardens this time of year. I'll have details in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The sports update is brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning at 6:53. Number 18 Aggie baseball managed to salvage a win in its series with top-ranked Florida over the weekend, topping the Gators yesterday 7-3. Here's Coach Rob Childress after the win.
Well, our team showed an awful lot of toughness today after what Florida did to us the last 2 days and outclassed us in every category. We're a really good team. For us to show up with great attitude, great mentality, and Stephen Kolick just to battle to minimize damage, and huge momentum play to start the game, a leadoff double, almost double, and Wally makes a great relay throw to strike to second base and get things going offensively, like you said, in the third inning to get back in the game. And Kolick got it together there in the third, fourth. He just got better with each inning, and couldn't be more proud of the way he's responded. And, you know, Nolan Hoffman made it stand up, and, you know, it was huge to score a couple runs late to breathe a little bit. You know they were going to make a run at this.
After the Aggie offense had been stagnant all week, Hunter Coleman finally got it going, finishing 2-for-4 at the plate with a home run and an RBI.
They got the momentum early, and then our sole focus on was on getting the momentum back, and I think we were on the barrel all weekend, just hitting right at them, and finally it was good to find some holes today and get a lot of hits on the board.
With the win, Hunter and the guys improved to 34-14 overall and 12-12 in SEC play. On the softball diamond, the number 9 ladies fell to 18th-ranked Alabama yesterday, 5-4 in 8 innings. It capped off a 3-game sweep for the Tide as the Aggs fall to 40-15 overall and 13-11 in conference. Next up is the SEC tournament. The Myrna White face Mississippi State Wednesday morning at 11 o'clock in Columbia, Missouri. Texas A&M guard Danny Williams has announced via social media that she's transferring to the University of Texas. The fifth-year senior averaged 14.2 points per game last year, sinking a team-high 71 three-pointers to help lead the Aggies to a Sweet 16 appearance. The Houston Rockets are one win away from the Western Conference Finals. Chris Paul scored 27 points and pulled down 12 rebounds, while James Harden scored 24 points to power the Houston Rockets to a 100-87 win over the Utah Jazz. Now, despite taking 2 in Salt Lake City, Paul says his guys aren't letting up.
Taking it one game at a time, you know what I mean? It was showed a lot of grit for us to come in here and win 2 games, but we still got a lot of work to do, and that's why, you know, we're not relaxing. We're going to keep going.
Paul and the Rockets will look to clinch tomorrow night when they host the Jazz for Game 5 in Houston. Chris Sale allowed 1 run over 7 innings while striking out 12 as the Boston Red Sox stymied the Texas Rangers yesterday 7-1. Here's Rangers skipper Jeff Banister on Sale.
Listen, he knows how to pitch, and he's got nasty stuff. Guy like that, I mean, he put a foot down also. As much as our guys were trying to get that pitch count up there and try to grind away, I think at one point I counted we only had four outs in the field, and everything else, you know, were strikeouts, and that's the stuff that he brings.
Texas will look to get back on track this evening as it welcomes Detroit to town at 7:05. Broadcast will be on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. Matt Cook outpitched Justin Verlander to become the first pitcher to beat MVPs in consecutive starts in at least 71 years as he lifted the Arizona Diamondbacks to a 3-1 victory over the Houston Astros. Now, Cook outlasted L.A. Dodgers ace Clayton Kershaw in his previous start for the Stros. They'll look to bounce back tonight as they pay a visit to the Oakland A's at 9:05. And on the golf course, Sung Hyun Park grabbed the victory in the LPGA Texas Classic in the Colony, while Bernard Langer was the victor in the Insperity Invitational in the Woodlands. And a quick correction, Danny Williams is not a fifth-year senior. She is in her fourth year of eligibility. However, she's already graduated from Texas A&M, so that will make her a graduate transfer to the University of Texas. And that's been your Morning Sports Update, brought to you by WC Tractor on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor. Always the hottest, coolest
time. Let's go. For our family, let's face it, there's only one hottest, coolest time. Parking and tubes are free, and Schlitterbahn lets you bring a picnic. Schlitterbahn Water Parks. Get discounted tickets at Schlitterbahn.com. We can go where the rivers connect us. We can go where the current takes us. Bring the good times home. Let's go to Schlitterbahn.
Ronnie Mike and Ron Smith for Aggieland Carpet One.
Did you know it's National Karistan Month?
That's right, Ronnie Mike. There are lots of new styles and colors, and area rugs are 50% off. Come in to Aggieland Carpet One today and take advantage of the lowest prices of the year.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One, next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
United Ag and Turf offers the hardworking John Deere tractors, mowers, and utility vehicles you need to take care of your property. Choose the powerful and versatile John Deere 5045E tractor. This 50-horsepower tractor offers the muscle and features you need to tackle your to-do list. Includes a 5-year powertrain warranty and a surprisingly affordable starting price of only $159 per month. And when you purchase a new John Deere tractor up to 50 horsepower, the first year's scheduled maintenance is free. All you need is the diesel. Stop in today or visit UnitedAgandTurf.com.
Offers end 4/30/2018. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
According to The Eagle, Kenny Elliott is familiar with how Justice of the Peace offices should operate. Kenny Elliott's background in law enforcement, his knowledge, and his demeanor make him the best candidate for the office. The Eagle recommends a vote for Kenny Elliott for Brazos County Justice of the Peace, Precinct 1. Also, the College Station Police Officers Association proudly endorses Kenny Elliott for JP Brazos County, Precinct 1. Won't you please consider giving him your support and vote?
Political ad paid for by the Kenny Elliott campaign, Garth Morgan Treasurer.
Tired of spending too much money on your swimming pool? The Pool Store will meet or beat any local competitor's price on any item in-house, including Regal Chemicals. The Pool Store is proud to be the only authorized Regal Chemical dealer in the Brazos Valley, so you get the highest quality Regal pool chemicals available at the lowest possible price. With a full inventory of pool toys, pool supplies, and Regal Chemicals, the Pool Store provides fast free delivery in BCS. Call the Pool Store, 575-6200. The Pool Store, by the Pool Guy, official corporate sponsor of Texas A&M Athletics.
Hey, weather's pretty short and sweet. High temperature right around 90 with sunshine. Low temperature in the mid-60s all week long. 62 right now. Bryan Broadcasting Station, News Talk 1620. WTAW, College Station, Bryan, 7 o'clock.